Space Trawler from February 5th, 2020. We are still in Kreger's lobby with Tess Fay is holding Emily's gun sort of to his chest, not with his finger to the trigger protector or anything like that, trigger guard. He's just holding it, and then Aitana and Roddick are watching as Emily talks with Kreger. Emily says, I may no longer be the head of GOB security, but I can convince them to come in for a full investigation of your business practices, Kreger, and have them squeeze the information out of you. Kreger replies, yelling, but what would be the point of that? If you did that, it would take so long that the trail would be cold. Emily leans in and says, for the joy of seeing you crushed. And Kreger says, sigh, fine, we made helmets for them, sort of beanie-shaped. And Emily persists and says, they must have had some special purpose. Tell me who the helmets were designed to fit. And Kreger says, since you're being such a bully, fine, I'll show you. And turns away and opens up a cabinet behind the desk and is pulling out a sort of double cylinder device. And Emily says, that looks like a jetpack. And Kreger says, except only a fool would use a jetpack on Dernheim 3, because the Derns would immediately shoot them down. And Emily says, good point. Next panel, Kreger is flying with it. It is indeed a jetpack, and is flying through a hole in the ceiling. The sound effects, ski-hoo, as the four of them watch. In the last panel, Tess Fay says, I suppose you should have seen that coming. And Emily says, I suppose that's fair and I shouldn't punch you for saying that.